Probably most important thing is we won. I thought the boys were outstanding tonight. You know what, that reminded me of Quinn's a couple of years ago for us out there tonight. I think four-pack really dominated. Our offloading game really came to the fore. We defended well at times, one switch off where they scored, but for the most part we kept the best attacking team out, which was fantastic. And very special night for myself. Quite possibly my last home game, depending on what happens with this bloody playoff thing, but we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But it was great. I had my parents over. They flew over yesterday, so they arrived, so it was great to have them in the crowd, and my wife. A bit late for the kids, but I'm sure they'll see a few highlights on the TV.
You just said to us off air, you're still buzzing, understandably, a good few minutes after kickoff. I mean, can you just try and almost put into words what this club has meant to you and your family and everything over the last 9 years?
It's hard one, mate. You know, I came over in 2008, I blink, and it's now 9 years later, and I'm still here, over 200 games. And I said to a couple of the guys in here, you know, that changing room is why I play rugby. I don't play for anything else. But those moments after a night like tonight, not because I'm leaving, but after a good win against the top side of the, in the country, in England, in the Premiership, sitting in there with the mates, you've got to relish and cherish those, because, believe me, you blink and you wake up and it's 9 years later, or in my case, 17 years of professional rugby, and it's time to give it away. But very special club. I remember Dean Richards and Colin Osborne, they got me over. They said that a group of young guys coming through, they wanted to win trophies, they wanted to bring these guys through, and they thought I'd be a big part of it, and it suited my game down to a T. And I mean, the boys have just been fantastic. They're the ones that are keeping me going. I can't put it any more than that, really.
2012, obviously, winning the Aviva Premiership was just sensation across the road. I think of Amelie Challenge Cup the year before, watching straight down the barrel of that conversion.
Yeah.
Drunken drop goal here, Stade. There's been some amazing memories.
Oh, mate, unbelievable. And you think of, like, probably ones, you know, like European wins away, Toulouse and things like that, but... You know, even things after things when my first year Bloodgate, the year after we lost our first seven games and we won out here against Bath. I think Nick Easter rumbled over, had to kick the conversion. It was close to the post, luckily. But little moments like that real galvanise the team. And but no, I mean, 2012 to win the Premiership, first time in 150 years for a special club, and it is a famous club. I obviously come from New Zealand. A lot of people know Harlequins. It's very well renowned around the world. And my time, unfortunately, now, through my own choices, is coming to an end. It's time for someone else to take over the jersey, and that's the life of a rugby player. And but it's been a very special time for me here, and I hope I've just left the jersey in a little bit of a good state for someone else to take over.
And embracing the club, but also being here in London, being here in England, in terms of your community work, training, coaching, you've really embraced the wider collective, haven't you, a lot?
Yeah, I mean, this was just the precursor. We've got a Wimbledon tomorrow, we've got a playoff game to try and get into National 2 tomorrow, so the big game starts tomorrow for us. That's been fantastic. The kids, the kids here, they only know Harlequins, and that's pretty special. For the young ones to grow up, only knowing me as a Harlequins player, is special, and it's been a very, very special time for us. Tough with no family here, but as I said, this club's been fantastic. Right from the start, through Connor's reign, and even now with JK's reign now, the boys have remained the same. We've been very, very close, and that's why we love it. That's why I'm still here, nine years on.
If I could afford just moving ahead, two quick things. First of all, do we know what you might do yet, or are you still thinking?
Nah, still thinking. The family's nice and settled. I've been doing my coaching. It's what I want to do, so it's just finding the right opportunity for me that fits. If it's at Quinn's, I would love to give back to Quinn's, because it's given me so much. So we'll have to wait and see. I've got to make a few decisions post-season.
And one more legacy. It'd be nice to finish off by getting them back into the European Champions Cup.
I said during the week... I wanted to leave with the club in the Champions Cup. That's what I wanted to do. That was my main goal for these last two games, and I just wanted to play my part of that. We've done that first step tonight. I think it's going to probably be a shootout next week, which should be fantastic. A very good team, Northampton, Franklin Gardens. I've had some epic battles there. So really looking forward to the chat. That's why you play rugby. And to go up there, we're going to give our best shot and try and get this club into the Champions Cup, which is where I think it belongs.